Well, folks, we are delighted to welcome you to the Bible study and prayer meeting this evening. We're glad that you're able to make it. I know that it is a very busy time of the year, and no doubt folks are trying to catch up with things before this curfew and lockdown kicks in, but we're delighted that you've made it to the house of the Lord. You just seem so far away. I'm going to have to change my deodorant, get you a little bit more to the front. But we are delighted to see you in the house of God this evening, and we want to thank you sincerely for joining with us and for sharing with us over this past while. And also to our internet listeners, to those that listen on Sermon Audio, Facebook, we warmly welcome you. We want to thank you for tuning in. Perhaps this would be the final Bible study and prayer meeting of a Tuesday night that we will have of this old year. Next Tuesday night there's a change of time, and we're just having a short season of prayer, and it will not be broadcast across the internet. But we thank you sincerely for a year of your faithfulness and your encouragement and your support. And we do know that there is out there an online community, and you've been making the effort, and you've joined with us, stayed with us, and we trust the Lord has blessed you. You certainly have encouraged us, and we pray that God will be with you personally and your family and meet you at the point of all your need. And then we want to give thanks tonight to the Lord for, I know it's been a very difficult year, we know that. It's been a very trying time for God's people, for the church family here and across the province and elsewhere. I know that down in the south of Ireland, they're facing another lockdown. And this year, they've been locked down, the churches there, for 6 months solid. And now there's another period of another 6 weeks or so. And certainly, they would need prayer. And here in the province, we're thankful to the Lord that the churches are open and we can worship. And that is something to be thankful for. I was going to suggest tonight, I may do this, we'll see how things go. But usually on a watch night service, we would just have a little time where we would share some things together. It's maybe a verse of scripture that's very precious to you, or maybe some prayer that you have prayed that's not too personal. You would like just to share with us something like that. We'll give an opportunity after we sing, and after I pray, we might just open it up for a little time. We'll see how it goes, and if it dries up within the first 30 seconds or a minute, then you say, that fella hasn't prepared tonight, you know, he's no word. Well, I do, here it is here, full notes. If you want to stop me preaching tonight, well, you'd need to speak out a wee bit. But what I was thinking we would do is that we would just have a time of sharing tonight. That is, I would like you to take part in the meeting, not just sing, but maybe just, I suppose, just a few minutes, that's all required. Maybe you'd like to share with us a personal word of testimony. Where, when, and how you were saved. Maybe it's a special anniversary and you're saved so many years this year. And you've marked that personally, I know, and you've given thanks to God, I know. But there may be some who would like to do that publicly. I think it's always good to close out an old year in one of our services. Usually that would have been the watch night, so we can't do that. Usually I would like to have had the last Tuesday night of the year, which we can't do that now because it will be given over entirely to prayer. So I feel it would be good for us tonight just to have a time of fellowship and share with each other. Now, what you can do, you can think about that by the time we sing this hymn and by the time I stop waffling and by the time we get to prayer. That is just the opening prayer, and I will open it up to the meeting. And if you would like just to say a word, just to say, Lord, it's been a difficult year for me, but you've sustained me. And maybe there's a verse of scripture that has become really precious to you. Well, you can take your mask off when you're speaking, by the way, and you can let us know something of what the Lord has done for you. Or maybe there's been a wonderful answer to prayer. Or maybe you personally would just like to thank folks in the church here. Without mentioning names, you could say individuals, or you could say the church family. You would like to thank them for prayer for you or for encouragement. Maybe you would like just to share with us something like that. So there's so much we could give the Lord thanks for. And if the Lord does touch your heart, and if there's not that response, I can understand that. I don't like to give it advance notice because sometimes if we do, then people come too prepared, a bit like me. And then you get a bit long, just like me. So you can understand when you do it sort of spontaneous, then it soon dries up and words seem just to not to be able to be formed. But even if it's just to get up and say, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul, and then sit down again. Well, I think that would be so honouring to the Lord tonight. And as a church family, I know you're representing the entire congregation tonight. And there's an online community, and I'm sure some of them would be bursting if they were allowed just to speak through the airwaves to say, I'll say something. I would like to say something. Well, I'm sure they could put that down in their comments on Facebook or Sermon Audio. You could certainly put that down, and we will read that and take heart from it. But we want just to give you the opportunity tonight. And you know that the Lord has been good to you. And many of us have been spurred this virus, and some sadly have contracted it, and some in the congregation and associated with us have passed away, and others have made a full recovery. And that's no small mercy from God. That's a great answer to prayer. And the Lord has blessed us this year, and he has given us souls for our hire. And I tell you, in these days, that's something to be thankful for. Because as in the days of Haggai the prophet, the Lord said, by way of encouragement, so my spirit remaineth yet among you. And that means God was present. But more than that, my spirit, meaning the Holy Ghost working, the Holy Ghost motivating, stirring, and encouraging. That's exactly what that means. My spirit remaineth yet among you. I'm with you. And the Lord has been doing great things for us. He has been good to us here in Cumber. He has blessed, I believe. There's been individuals this year who have returned to their first love, and they're going to close this year going on with God. And most of the year they perhaps would confess that they were cold and backslidden, but they're back with the Lord. That's something to be thankful for. And there's no doubt God has answered prayer. He's blessed the ministry. And we have, over this past while, this year, reached more people than we could ever reach sitting in this building through the media team. And maybe that would be an opportunity for us to give thanks tonight for the online ministry and for what God has done. And souls have been saved as a direct result. In fact, I was with them in the last 2 weeks speaking to them, three of them, and they have been saved through online ministry. And they're going on with God. I asked them the question and how it was with them, and it's well with their soul. And that's something to be thankful for tonight. And I trust that will be an opportunity for you just to take part tonight. And we'll not prolong it, and we'll not force the issue, but if there's anyone would like to take part tonight by way of personal testimony, or just giving thanks to God, or recalling some mercy received, or answer to prayer, or a single Bible verse, well, we've given you food for thought. I think I've given you enough water to prime the pump of meditation, and we pray the Spirit of God will work. And failing that, then I will bring the word the Lord has given to me. This word will always keep, and it is part of the message we were looking at last Tuesday night, and it has a different slant, so it will keep as a separate message, and there doesn't have to be continuity with the word here. So we trust the Lord will be with us. We're going to sing together Fanny Crosby's great hymn, Jesus, Keep Me Near the Cross. Amen. 335 in our hymn book if you're following at home. Hopefully it's on the screen now, is it? Okay, we'll stand up. 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 Margaret Alexander. Yep, there's the text away, so. All right. I'm not to blame for that one, but I can get blamed for a lot of things, let me tell you. And I definitely think that's definitely the right Margaret Alexander that I know. 335, and we'll stand together as we worship. Thank you. And let's all stand as we sing. together just in a word of prayer. Father, we take this opportunity before we would ever utter a single petition tonight or ever supplicate thy throne or intercede on behalf of others. We would just take these few moments and just lift our heart. We lift up our soul. We lift up our spirit. We lift up our very being. And we lift up holy hands to God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to come like the one leper out of the ten and return thanks to the Lord, to give thee praise and to worship thee. We come to extol thy thrice holy, righteous name. We come to acknowledge thee as the true and the living God. We recognize that thou art the God that daily loadeth us with benefits, the God of our salvation. We thank thee, Lord, you have not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. As high as the heaven is above the earth, so great is thy mercy toward them that fear him. And as far as east is from the west, so far hath thou removed our transgressions from us. And Almighty God, in the name of thy Son, our Saviour, our blessed Mediator and Redeemer, we come to thee and we humble our hearts. We bow the knee. And Lord, we bow our heads and we close our eyes and we earnestly shut out the world and the things of the world. In the closing of the eyes, Lord, we take away every distraction that we might be focused upon thee. That there be nothing, Lord, to get our attention, and Lord, but to be fully fixed upon the Lord. And we pray, O God, we may know what it is to have one heart and one mind tonight and one voice. And that there will be an anthem of praise, Lord, raised from this house tonight. That, Lord, across the earth, if our praise was to be a beacon in this dark world, we pray that it will shine right into heaven itself. We pray, O God, that our voices will ring in heaven, will sound in thy courts tonight, will be heard at thy throne, as though we would silence heaven tonight, because we are a people praising, thanking thee. And we desire, Lord, to give thee thanks tonight for all thy goodness. What can we say? Lord, we couldn't enumerate what the Lord hath done. We couldn't count it up. We fully recognize that. We try to do it. We seek to do it. And we believe it's the right thing to do, to remember the mercies of God. But Lord, there are so many, and they're multiplied. And then there are mercies unseen. It's like the tip of the iceberg. One-tenth is above water, nine-tenths below. And Lord, we recognize that nine-tenths at least of all what the Lord has done is hid from our view. But Lord, we thank thee. We thank thee personally. There's enough, O God, on the surface for us to see and to return thanks to thee. We want, Lord, to praise thee. We want to bless the Lord. We want to eulogize thee. We want, Lord, to magnify thy name. Lord, we know that we cannot make thee any greater or better. But Lord, in our eyes, we want to magnify the Lord. And that's what we believe the theology behind that Psalm 34 and verse 3 means. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And we do want to make thee appear, Lord, in a better way before the eyes of all. We want thee, Lord, to be magnified before us. And therefore, Lord, we pray that thou wouldst be pleased to draw near and visit with us tonight. Thank thee for the many and multiple answers to prayer. Lord, it would be remiss of us to close out this old year and not acknowledge those answers to prayer. Some have been so personal and intimate that we couldn't express what it meant publicly. But Lord, thou knowest, and we thank thee personally and publicly tonight. And we thank thee, O God, for help that has been given to us. Without that help, Lord, we'd not seen this year through. Lord, you've protected us. Who knows what could have happened and didn't? Who knows, Lord, what could have happened on the road? Who knows what could have happened at work? Who knows, O God, what a phone call may have brought to us this year? What a knock at the door would have meant? And Lord, you've been good, and we're not deserving of it. We're not better than anyone else. That's the truth. We're sinners saved by grace, redeemed by precious blood. We stand on equal ground at the cross. And in Christ, there's neither Jew or Gentile, circumcision or uncircumcision. Lord, there's neither, Lord, bond or free. But we're one in Christ, and we're equal in our brotherhood and sisterhood in Christ. We are sons and daughters of the King, with an equal standing, with a perfect righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, the common salvation that we share. And we've added nothing to it, and we do not, O God, take from it. We stand upon the same work, and we're accepted before Thee on the same ground. And therefore, Lord, we're equal in Christ, and we rejoice in that. And we pray, Lord, that You will stir our hearts tonight as we reflect upon this old year, as we would shut out it this year and begin, if it pleases Thee, a new one. Lord, we would never want to start a new year having failed to worship and give thanks to God. And Lord, You have provided for us. What can we say when we have seen Thy hand giving and giving and giving again? And we just bless Thee. You're never tired of helping us. Lord, You're never frustrated when we come to Thee so often. Lord, You don't chastise us. You don't rebuke us. And You don't turn us away. And You've been so good to us. And we just want to worship Thee and to acknowledge Thee. And in the stillness of the hour in which we live and all the rushing to and fro and all the commotion, we just want to take time out and just acknowledge Thee. And it's not a matter of a little moment of acknowledging Thee, but we believe, Lord, we need to pull aside. We need to come apart or we'll fall apart. And we need to acknowledge Thee. We believe it, Lord. It's the right thing to do. Touch hearts tonight. Just provoke, Lord, meditation. And grant, Lord, You will stir us up, that we will be a thankful people. We've often sung in our harvest services, "Come, ye thankful people, come." But, Lord, we don't want just to leave it to once in the year. We just want to be thankful all the time. Give thanks unto the Lord. And, Lord, even that great psalm tells us that, that 91st psalm, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. And Lord, we know that praise is comely for the upright. It's a beautiful thing. It adorns the Christian. Praise is comely. And if we want, Lord, spiritual beauty, then we must be a praising people. And therefore, Lord, grant to us that spirit within tonight of humility of heart, sincerity of soul, gratitude, thankfulness. Oh, Lord, grant that spirit. Forgive us, Lord, for being so unthankful and a spirit of ingratitude. Grant, Lord, that You will encourage our hearts tonight and stir up our souls and do us good. Thank Thee too, Lord, for the spiritual blessings bestowed upon the congregation. We thank Thee, Lord, for the evident blessing through the ministry in this house, both in the house and across the airwaves. We thank Thee for our media team. Thank Thee for the investment in the committee and their willingness to give and to provide and, Lord, to supply the equipment. And, Lord, we thank Thee that You have, Lord, singularly blessed that. And they've been very generous, and we rejoice in that. They're not tight-fisted, Lord. And they're giving out, Lord, and even missionary giving. Even, Lord, helping others through the lockdown and all that they've sought to do that will be reflected in the divine will in the annual report. We thank Thee, Lord, for the giving of Thy people here, not only of their substance, but of themselves, and for the volume of prayer that has arisen from this house, Lord, and during periods of lockdown when we were at home. We thank Thee, Lord, for the faithfulness of Thy people in bringing them out to the house of God. Thank Thee for watching over us, Lord, and for being so good and benevolent and kind to us. Lord, we just worship, we just praise Thee. We're just lost in wonder, love, and awe of who Thou art and all that Thou hast done. And then we thank Thee too, Lord, for the souls that have come to know Christ as their own and personal Savior. Thank Thee, Lord, for rescuing precious souls who started out this year out of Christ, and now they're in Christ, and one day they will be with Christ, which is better by far. Thank Thee for the restoration of so many of Thy dear people. Lord, You've been stirring the heart. You've been calling thy people back to thyself. You've been commanding them to return. And in their returning, they returned unto thee. And we bless thee for that. And you've been helping thy people. Some have gone through a very difficult time. Lord, some have lost their health, and you've been good to them. And some, Lord, have recovered it again. And some, Lord, we believe, have had difficulties personally that they've never expressed to the congregation. And then there's been the prayer for the sick. Lord, we thank thee that in this house there has been that genuine concern for others. And Lord, we feel that oft times in evangelical and reformed circles that, Lord, that mercy, that compassion is lacking. We're so orthodox. We're so, Lord, diligent in stroking T's and dotting I's that we forget that it's mercy God requires and not sacrifice. Lord, hear our prayer tonight and receive of our thanks. You've been good to us, Lord, in answering not only prayer, but, Lord, even encouraging our own hearts and blessing us in our own souls. You've given opportunities this year as well for outreach, despite the lockdown and the restrictions. And we praise thee for that. And many souls, Lord, you told John the Baptist that he was to rejoice even in difficult circumstances when he was locked up in an old dungeon awaiting, Lord, his execution. Lord, you told John, go tell John that the poor have the gospel preached unto them. And in this he was to rejoice. And therefore, Lord, we rejoice that many precious souls have heard the gospel. They've received gospel literature. They've been witnessed to and prayed for. And Lord, we thank thee for the ministry that comes from a little fellowship of thy people and church here, and then the wider church and others outside the denomination. When we bring it all together, Lord, we can truthfully say that thou hast been with us, that thou hast richly blessed, and we give thanks to thee. So be with us now and encourage our hearts as we further wait upon thee. Do our souls good, we pray. We offer this, our prayer of thanksgiving, in Jesus' precious and worthy name. Amen and amen. Well, as I said to you, we will open it up to the floor. I don't know who's going to be the first one to break the ice. If you just wanted just to raise your hand, or if you just wanted to stand up, or if you want just to sit where you are, take your mask off. There's no problem because the rules do allow for that. David, did you take your mask? Are you going to speak? Good man, that's the ice broken.
I know my name has been mentioned as taking part on Sunday evening, and I thought this would be a good opportunity to get a wee bit of practice in. but praise the Lord for his mercy, and that's why we're here tonight.
Amen.
I think the greatest lesson after hearing of souls being saved was when the lockdown came to an end. And I remember the joy that filled my soul.
Amen.
When I came in and met with all our brother and sister. And that joy is something that nobody can take away.
That's right, David.
And also meeting with the men on the Friday night. But Psalm 103, verse 1 says, bless the Lord,
O my soul.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not
all his benefits. David, thank you very much indeed. Dryden, good man.
Well, my name is George Dryden Strange.
Is that right, Geordie? I didn't know that.
I was born in Cumber on the 11th of May, 1932.
Wow.
That's a wee while ago. And the reason I'm telling my name is George Dryden is there's a story to it. The old Cumber people, well, as I said, I was down in Castle Lane, I was reared, and at that time that was up in Cumber because there's no leisure centres in those days. And everybody went to the cricket ground on in the summer time and all the other here, and that's where we had our pleasure. But anyhow, as I moved on in life, in the year 1961, I was born again.
Amen.
That's kind of a real godly one, the minister there and the Adam Mission.
Amen.
But in between times from 1961 to this moment in time, may blessed be a wee woman. She's my wife. She's my wife. And I wouldn't be lost without her. So I just want to praise the Lord tonight.
Amen.
And give him thanks for his goodness to me and to her.
That's the 16-year-olds I was referring to last Sunday, by the way. There they are. So next year, Dryden, 60 years, you'll be saved. On the road 60 years. If I get that right, my sums are right. 1961. So what month was it, Dryden, you know?
It was in October.
October 61. There you are. 16th of October. So God willing, if the Lord spurs you, 60 years on the road. And it wears well. And it gets sweeter every day with our Saviour. Someone else would just like to. It's best just to get up now and get over the nerves. Just stand up or just raise your hand. I can see it. Don't you worry. I can see everything. Absolutely everything. It's like an auction. You're afraid to move. Lorna, we'll have a wee microphone here, so that might just make the nerves even worse. So I think Norman's cleaning it anyway. So.
No, I just want to say that the Lord has blessed us really this year in Cumber. I think if you were to start to begin in January with your own arrival, Reverend Martin, and from there on and guiding us all through lockdown. But there's been lots of little verses that the Lord has really placed in my heart. And one of them is found Timothy. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And I think, you know, during this whole coronavirus, if we're honest, there has been an amount of fear. And I think as a Christian, it's lovely that the verses are there in the Bible for us. Another wee one in Psalm 57 is, under the shadow of thy wings will I make thy refuge, my refuge, until these calamities be overpassed. And we really can say that the Lord has put us in the shadow of his wings and helped us. And then whenever we do sort of feel that fear rising in it, some of you know I'm asthmatic and I watch the news and I nearly feel my heart's going to burst out of me, but worry what's coming next. But the wee verse in Psalm 46, be still and know that I am God. And that's been a real calming influence for me, and I will be exalted amongst the heathen. It's lovely to know that even though the scientists and people, nobody mentions the Lord once, yet the Lord knows all about this whole virus and the situation we find ourselves in, and he is in control and he is sovereign. We've heard that preached so many times, and it's just lovely reassurance that we get from our word, and it's lovely to be able to spend time. I think it was Norman said even during the first lockdown, it made us sort of slow down our pace of life and made us realise that we can spend more time in prayer.
Yeah.
And I think it has sort of changed our priorities. And I just want to say thank you to the Lord publicly for being with us as a church and as a family. And it's lovely that we know that we have each other as family members, all in the one body of Christ. Thank you.
Thank you, Lorna. We do appreciate that. Just got a text message from Pat Jackson to say that she couldn't hear earlier on, but hopefully with a microphone, folks online will be able to hear. But Lorna, thank you very much. And it's nice that you repeated that Psalm 46, verse 10. That's a verse my wife and I had been holding on to, I would say, for the last maybe 12 years. And how many times the Lord has given us that verse. And Psalm 46 became what is known as the lockdown psalm for us here in the church, if you remember. I know our sister Janice Cook had all the young ones all repeat it word for word online. So someone else? Yes, James King, thank you.
I would like to thank the Lord for great is a God we adore. 1992, I stepped through the door of what was the wee hall, and I haven't looked back since. The Lord took me up and set me on a rock. And Psalm 27, for a time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And also in Isaiah, when you walk us through the waters, when you walk us through the fire, God is with you.
Amen.
And I can truly testify to how great our God is. COVID's nothing compared to the last year and a half, but God has had me in his hands. It's just like that wee footsteps.
Amen.
There's only one set of footsteps because he's carrying in his arms. And I just want to praise and thank the Lord for what he's done for me and Ruth and even this family of our church. Because we are a family.
Yeah.
And we've all pulled together. And souls have been getting saved.
Thank you, Lord.
People have been restored. And God is just blessing us. And we have to admit that. How great is the God we adore.
Thank you. Well, if you ever wanted to know, does God answer prayer? Well, there's a man at the back who is proof and has given evidence tonight and thanks to the Lord. And I feel God marks these occasions. He really marks these occasions. And I believe in a measure heaven stands still when God's people just are moved by the Spirit just to acknowledge the Lord and to give thanks to him. Someone else? Sam and then Lydia. Are you just handing the mic to people normally, or are they actually indicating the other? Right, okay.
No, I would just like to thank the Lord that I was saved way back in 1966 on the 8th of April, on the 8th of July. As everybody here knows, I come from the south of Ireland. There may be some here who have come in recent years, have never heard my testimony. But we were brought up in the Church of Ireland, and we were brought there from a very early age. We also attended the Presbyterian Church and the Methodist Church. And if anybody wants to know anything about the ecumenical movement, I'm your man. But anyway, we were sent along to these other denominations because there were so few people attended, and we thought, my parents felt that it would keep the numbers up.
Yeah.
But I thank the Lord, as I say, I was saved in July 1966. And that was because we were also brought along to wee mission halls all dotted around the countryside. And we heard the gospel from a very early age.
Amen.
I don't remember, there was one occasion, there was a special preacher coming to one of the halls from Belfast. His name was the Reverend Ian Paisley. And I was at that meeting, though. I don't remember it. I was too young. I think it was about 1951, maybe 1950. The Free Presbyterian Church at that time was just being established. And Dr. Paisley relayed to the meeting that he didn't know what the Lord wanted him to preach on as he travelled down. But they met a local man on the road. They got lost, and they asked this man where the hall was. And the man turned round and he said, "Keep right at the cross." And Dr. Paisley said, "I got my message." Yeah. And he preached on, "Keep right at the cross." And I would just like to say that the Lord has looked after me. From I left home in 1966 to come to Belfast, and the Lord has really blessed me.
Amen.
And I can honestly say I was very humbled way back in 2016 when I was elected an elder here in the church, and the Lord has really blessed me.
Amen. Thank you, Sam. It's good to hear the Lord being praised even in a foreign language. Do you hear him there? Thank you, Lord. Sorry, Sam. I always like to give the Southerners a bit of stick up here in the north, you know. I couldn't have a meeting without it. All right. Thank you very much, Sam. Really appreciate that. I know you're used to it. You're well used to it. Lydia, our...
I just want to thank God for saving a friend that I work with, Stephen. And even if he hears this, he won't mind because he tells everyone.
Amen.
He'd never went to church except for a wedding or a funeral. But this last while, God began to speak to him. And he started listening to Christian music. He started asking Christians different questions about church and about God. And God was starting to work in his life. Then he started going to church with another friend. And a few weeks ago, he says, "I can't take this anymore." He says, "I have to get saved." And God saved him. And now he's going on well with God. And he really loves God and the things of God. And what a transformation in his life. It's only God that could have done that.
Amen. Was that recently then?
Yeah, it was only a few weeks ago.
About
a month ago or so.
Praise the Lord. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful to hear of souls getting saved. I know just a week ago there was a, a lady in connection with the martyrs. They were doing some outreach for the online mission through this week here, and one of the youth leaders or children's workers and outreach workers had the joy of pointing that lady to the Lord. Is someone else there? Yes, Stuart. Thank you.
Yeah, I have to say, after listening to Sam and George there, they've been on the road for a terribly long time.
Terribly long.
I'm maybe going to contend.
You have to make up a bit, Stuart. Actually.
Sorry, is that better?
Yep.
Yeah, so I just wanted to publicly acknowledge the Lord for what he's done for me. I'm not going to give him a testimony, but I'll just say that Sunday the 10th of June, 2018, the Lord saved me.
Amen.
I wasn't what you would call brought up in the church, so, you know, to miss him, I used to think miracles involved a bolt of lightning coming down and turning something into a frog. But I began to understand what the real miracle is when you're born again to the Spirit of the
Amen.
Living God.
Amen.
And he takes a dealing with you and does a work in your life. So I just want to acknowledge the Lord and give him thanks for that.
Amen.
And also the congregation here for making me feel so welcome. And there's been a couple of individuals that have spoke to me, you know, just off-the-cuff remarks that have been made about certain things. And they've really spoke to my heart and really encouraged me as a Christian. So I want to just thank everyone
Amen.
For that and give the glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Stuart. I really do appreciate that. Absolutely. Thank you. And you've been a great encouragement to us, by the way. We have to reciprocate those comments and say that your attendance here, your fellowship, your participation and your attendance at the house of God, we do appreciate that. I've visited with Stuart at his own home and we've had fellowship together in the Lord, and he has shared with me his testimony. And who knows, maybe someday in the new year, God willing, you'll be able to elaborate. You've already given us a little flavour of it. Someone else then? Our sister Joy. Well named.
I'd just like to give thanks to the Lord for leading Peter and I here. I know Peter's not out with me all the time, but just with COVID and he'd have to. But I've been involved in a church for about 30 years, but we'd left that church and been around so many different places, 3 or 4 years, and they're either too modern or so dead. But it's Norman and Colin, every time I went up to McKay's, they would say, oh, you'll have to come and hear our new minister.
we minister.
So I started to log on in February, and just the blessing that it was. So I came along here then after lockdown and just felt so much at home. And
I'd
just like to thank everyone for the encouragement and make me feel so at home. But the ministry here is just absolutely fantastic.
And thanks, Joy.
The Lord has just really blessed me this year and just been led on with himself.
Amen. But,
okay, thanks.
It's so wonderful to hear those testimonies and those little encouragements, and you've been a great blessing to us as well. And we've had the joy of sitting in your own home with Peter and yourself, and I was able to get out with a game of golf with Peter. We played not too bad, and we got a good bit of fellowship, and we thank the Lord. Peter was involved with the Gideons for many, many years, and has had great involvement there, and we rejoice in that. Pray God will richly bless you, Joy. Thank you for that. Someone else now? Paul, how are you? Is that on? No.
Our present church that we're in was due to change of district. The church became the area became more Catholic than Protestant, and the numbers dwindled and the finances dwindled, and the church closed. So we were running around looking at churches, and but I would just like to thank the people here for their fellowship and their friendship.
Amen.
And we are enjoying the services. And though there's many things that we might struggle with because we come from a more reformed background, but I do thank the people for their hospitality and for their fellowship in the Lord.
Paul, thank you very much indeed. Really appreciate that. May the Lord bless you richly, and Aaron as well, and Rachel and Jacqueline at the back. We're glad to have you with us. Pray the Lord will encourage your heart as well. And thank you for your perseverance with us. We do appreciate that. Someone else, folks, because time goes so quickly, and then at the end of the night you'll say, oh, I'd love to have said something. Norman?
Yes. This year, especially from the lockdown, whether it's to my shame or whatever, my life, prayer life, and that of my wife, it has totally changed. And our devotions at home, everything has changed. Amen. And I can truly say that we have been truly wakened up this year. And long may we never, ever, to God brings us home, change. And I also would say, even to someone listening, that if your life hasn't changed, even you thought you were on fire, if your life hasn't changed, well, I fear sometimes it'll never change. This has been a wakener. God has been in the midst of it.
Amen.
There is no question about it. And the wee commands, pray without ceasing, that has been put into practice in countless believers' lives. Amen. And I know that I repeat it time and time again, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. There's not one day that the believers aren't hearing of others falling ill, even to the cancer, even to the COVID. And you know, we have a work to do. We pray to the Lord, and the Lord is mighty. He is our strength.
Yes.
From the hills hence cometh our strength. Yes. And we just thank you for God's people here. Certainly, I have seen God's church here totally united, and what to the glory of God.
Thank you, Norman. Someone else, folks, don't be afraid now. Young or old, you don't have to be on the road as long as some of the folks here. Our brother was only a few years. Anyone else would like to say a few words? One of the media team, Daniel. Nah, we're joking. Dad.
I'd just like to thank the Reverend Martin tonight for preaching on right through lockdown. It wasn't easy for him standing looking at that camera, and even worse looking at us three boys in the back looking back at him. He fought on, he preached on, and the word went out, which was really good. Well, thank you too for the congregation, because it's so great to have a congregation back in the church. I would say the Reverend Martin would agree with me there.
Yes.
It's very, very empty in here when nobody's about, and it's great to see everybody out tonight and on the Sundays. And I'd like to thank the Reverend Martin, because I agree with Norman. Our prayer life has changed since lockdown. We definitely have took on board what the Reverend Martin has been preaching to us. Hopefully we can march on stronger now.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, David. May the Lord bless you, brother. Someone else now, it's nice just to say a little word for the Lord. And it's not just as hard as you think, you know, and there are people who could do it all right. And you don't want to have any regrets. And it's a little thing you can do for the Lord and just say, thank you, Lord, for what you've done for me. Norman's trying to coerce you. You need to run about with boxes, election boxes, to get some folks to move here, are you? Someone else? You just want to just say a wee word. Maybe there's a Bible verse that you have and it's so precious to you. Just maybe by the reading of that verse of Scripture, it could be the very thing someone needs tonight. Some ministry to some individual who maybe feels a little down and needs encouragement. And there certainly is a ministry of encouragement that we should be giving. Anyone else just before we close? Rebecca, yes?
Yeah. I'm just going to say my favourite Bible verse, which is Philippians 4, verse 4, and it's, rejoice in the Lord always.
Amen. So, Philippians 4, verse 4, her favourite Bible verse. I have been doing visitation over this past while, and called at quite a number of homes, sat with people, and that's the very portion I've been reading, beginning in Philippians 4, and the verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. And then Paul says, and again I say, rejoice. Amen. Thank you very much, Rebecca. We do appreciate that. Not too many left, so it's dwindling down to nearly the finish time. We'll finish when the last one takes part. Now, I'm only jesting. So is someone else? There are a few people are holding back. Richard, thank you. Oh, by the way, we did see you on the television, Richard, and the ambulance and all, and then shortly after that, you were out of work.
So, get your autographs later. No, at the beginning of lockdown, there was a few of us who were responsible in the church for looking after others.
Yeah.
And I just want to pay just thanks to the group that we were with.
Amen.
Robin was looking after us, and there was a few
That's
in the group
right.
we were able to meet on a weekly or bi-monthly, I'm sure even over Zoom.
Yes.
And a couple of us brought a word, and I just wanted to, one occasion I'd done a little study about the eagle, and
yeah.
how the eagle and the picture of Christ, even to yeah. us as believers, and I just found it encouraging, and I just thought, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint.
Amen.
And even just publicly, thanks to the Lord for answer to prayer.
Yeah.
For Heather and me.
Yeah.
Even just to get over COVID.
Amen.
Thank you.
Are you back to work, Richard?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Well, Richard and a few others, and many others in the congregation, they are what is known as the key workers, the National Health Service, frontline workers, dealing with the virus and dealing with many other things, not just the virus, by the way, a multiplicity of things. And we've been praying for them, and we trust the Lord will continue to preserve and protect them as they are on the front line, and they're open to risk and contracting the virus. And we know that both Richard and Heather have been an answer to prayer, and we thank the Lord for that. Maybe someday you'll preach that series on the eagle, not on the Zoom, but right here. Who knows? Or maybe the young adults, you never know. Someone else, folks, for time goes so quickly, and there are a few people maybe holding back so that you could take part. And I know there's some folks that have no issue with public speaking. I know they don't. They could get up all right, and they could speak for the Lord. But if there's someone else who would just like us to say a little word, it all has to be a little Bible verse. Maybe it's a hymn, or maybe it's a poem. Who knows? People have these. Danielle, yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
Okay. No, I just want to carry on from what you said and thank those that even texted personally just for...
Yeah.
Us that are key workers, it was a great encouragement even getting those messages through and even being remembered in prayer by everybody here. Definitely felt it because March has flown since then, to be honest,
yeah.
and when I look back at all the hours worked, it really has been the hand of God that's kept me going even through tiredness and long shifts, etc.
Mm-hmm.
And even that God's persevering hand was upon even both myself and my colleagues, and
yes.
even that mistakes weren't made despite long hours and
yeah.
different shifts made.
Tiredness.
God was very good and continues to be so.
Amen. Thank you, Danielle. I know there's been very long hours. A few times I've been visiting. Danielle's come in after a long shift and then heading off for another long shift. And we know those long hours, and God has protected them and kept them safe, and we do thank the Lord for that. And of course, working all those long hours, some of the frontline workers, some aren't able to get out to the house of God the way they would like to, and I believe the Lord's made it up to them, and God has really encouraged them. So we thank you for that, Danielle. Do appreciate that. Someone else, folks, you see how you can just get a few more just by way of encouragement. I know there's a few others, and you would like to say a little word for the Lord. I know you would. Don't be afraid. And the longer you leave it, the harder it gets. You just break the ice and just put the hand up, that's all. You're not getting saved, by the way. Just an indication that, yes, I'd like to say a wee word for the Lord. Is someone else, just before we close, anybody else would like to say anything? Billy? Thank you. The wee microphone there, Norman's cleaning it, so. Just put it up near your chin, Billy, and then that's you.
I'm going to sing instead. No, listen, this is hard for me. I'm not a public speaker.
Yeah.
But I just, many's a time I've heard people giving testimony and I sit and I say nothing.
Yeah.
But so much to thank the Lord for.
Amen. I agree.
Just a wee quick word of testimony, just mm-hmm. as it comes. People have dates and days when they're saved. Having a clue of the year. All as I know is the Lord
saved
spoke
you.
To me and broke me, and I came
yeah.
and asked to put my trust in him, and
yeah.
he saved me. I just say I was brought up not in a Christian home, but sent to Sunday school. And I just want to say that's a great work, Sunday school for the children, for
yeah.
always knew about the Lord. And then I grew up in teenage years. I was wild for drink was a big thing, not every day, but at the weekend. Stupid things, never drinking and driving. Mm. Left the car in the house, and once I got the drink, I come back for the car. Mm. And went out in it, so the Lord, many times, was about 3 write-offs with drink. The car completely wrecked and walked out of them, not a thing. Mm. And then I met Jean, and none of us were saved at that time, but we lived beside a wee Christian couple. So believers who work there, if you live beside anybody and you're Christian, speak out, tell them the good news of the gospel. For through them, we were interested and went to church, and Jean got saved first. But the way it worked with me was that was good. I thought that was a license to just, I was happy. Nobody shouted at me for drinking. But the Lord was working in my heart, and the Lord, it came to a time I just knew I had to ask the Lord into my heart. And I thank Jean for what I put her through sometimes, even when we're just going out, we took a drink, and Jean always liked my driving. Uh-huh. I even recall one time she got out of the motor and run off on me. And she says she was hiding around all cars as I was screeching around the streets. And then I called at her door and asked her mama. It was away in the early hours of the morning. So Jean says, no, Jean's not in, she's in bed. So she was hiding. But went to wee church, Mersey Street in East Belfast, and it was great teaching, it was great wee church. Now everything not perfect, but the preach the gospel, and that was good enough for me. So as it went on then, eventually came to Cumber, I remember. I was actually there when they were digging the fountains. I actually lifted a shovel full of soil with, Mr. Hamilton Sr., and my brother-in-law. And I sat in the wee hut and on the Reverend Murray, and I thought, seats are very hard, like, and I wasn't that fussed. But I started coming to Cumber, and I've come ever since. And amen. I just feel as if, just like to say about the children's meeting, I love the children's meeting, and I think it's a great work. And
amen.
I sort of thank all the helpers for what to do, those that lead and take part. For I'm not a speaker, so I don't do it, and I just try to do a wee bit. But many's the time I've sort of felt as if I'd like to speak a word for the Lord, but amen. I haven't. But I just thank this opportunity amen. Tonight that's been afforded to me.
Thanks, Billy.
To speak out and tell the people how what the Lord has done in my life. He saved me from complete shipwreck, I know that. And he gave me a loving wife that cares for me.
Amen.
And through them times of drink, it was another mess. And she stuck by me, and we're here together now, and with 3 girls, all saved, 2 of them married, husband saved. And we children, even at an early age, saved too. And we thank you for it. So I just thank the Reverend Martin for the opportunity to come and be able to tell a wee bit of my past.
Thank you, Billy.
And once again, just hallelujah. Praise the Lord for salvation.
Yep.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother. It's good to get the victory. That's what I say. It's good to get the victory. Oh, I thought Norman was coming to me. There was a microphone there. Sorry. Is there someone else? Yes, Brother Jim. Billy, thank you very much indeed. Really do appreciate that.
Well, one of my favourite verses is found in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. Feel swallowing this.
I know.
And that verse is this: but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. And I don't know what I'm doing here tonight, because death has been clipping my heels ever since I was a boy in short trousers. Mm-hmm. And I thank my God that he had his hand upon me even before unsaved days.
Amen.
And even when I was saved, death could have took me out on different occasions. But our God is good, he's mighty, he's wonderful. I should have known problem speaking. He gave me a circuit of mission halls up until the COVID, that is, and wonderful opportunity and blessings around that wee circuit of mission halls. And I have seen people blessed, mm-hmm. and you can tell by their faces. Yeah. You can tell when they're going out past you at the end of the meeting that they have been truly blessed. And I miss that, of course, now. Yeah. But my main intention to be in the future is to be a mighty prayer warrior.
Amen.
I don't do much on Tuesday nights because I've got other opportunities on Friday nights. Men want to come on a Friday night and be blessed of God. We have tremendous season of prayer on Friday evenings.
Amen.
And, thank of course, Lord. On Sundays, we'll have the times of prayer before the meetings. But I'd love to see God moving mightily in this congregation. Our brother was preaching on the Lord writing to the churches, the seven churches.
Yeah.
I believe God could write to this church here and reveal a few things that need attention. And if I can see it, then God can see even better and see more than I can see. But I'm standing here tonight, and I don't... Well, way back when this church was opened, again, Mrs. Alexander's to blame. She called me in to give a hand with singing with the Youth Fellowship. And I might still remember that. I don't know how many years ago that was. But here I am tonight, a member, and even the privilege of serving on committee. But I long, more than anything, to see God moving and to see many swept into the kingdom. Times are tough.
Praise the Lord.
Times will get worse.
But.
And we must be strong in the Lord.
Amen.
And know the power of His great might. Go forward together the unity of the Spirit.
That's the key.
And under the guidance of the under-shepherd, even the Reverend Martin.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
God bless you, Jim. I did get a wee taste of his testimony and visitation one night, and it was very, very interesting. Your name coming up quite often, Morgan. Maybe we should stop here, should we? Someone else? Hazel? Thank you.
Well, I was brought up in Portadown, and we were sent along to Drumcree Church. We were sent also to Bray Sunday School on a Sunday afternoon. And there in the church and all, we were taught the gospel by Canon Ford and the Reverend Blakeo. And with that, I thank him for that. And later on, as time went on, there was a man come, Dick Saunders. He come to Portadown to the Regal Cinema in those days, and he had a gospel mission there. And when he was at the end, my friend and I, we went along to the mission, and at the end when he was making the appeal, she said, let's go. So we got up and went out, but as he was appealing, I remember looking back down, and I knew that night that I should have stayed, but in kind of her, I left and went out. And I know that feeling that was, you know, I had a strange feeling that I shouldn't have been going out. And later on a Saturday night when I'd been going home up the town about 10 o'clock or so for the bus home, at the St. Mark's Church in the middle of the town, there was always, the Baptist was always there doing an open air. And each Saturday night, the one man used to speak to me all the time, and he would have relayed the gospel to me then. And I thank the Lord for that opener.
Amen.
And for that man that was out. And later on in life, Norman actually had his son in his youth fellowship, or in the youth that Norman used to run. And it was then, after I had got married and all, and the two boys were born, there was an American man, I don't know who he was now, but he come to Bethany Free Presbyterian Church, and he had a mission there. And I remember that night, my brother, he had asked me to go with him on the Friday night, and I said to him, no, I didn't want to go. and I was very determined about this. And then he still kept at me, and I said, well, call on Friday night. If I'm dressed, I'll go with you, and if not, I'll not be there. So when he come, he's older than me, and I always liked till him and I were very close. So I was ready to go anyway. So that night, the preacher started to relay a story about a woman that had five sons, and four, she was dying, and four of them she said goodnight to, and the fifth one she said cheerio, and he asked what the difference was, and she said, I will meet them again, but I won't meet you because you're not saved. And at that point, I realized that my brother was saved, and if I was to die at that point, I would be separated from him. And that night, the Reverend Greenfield led me to the Lord.
Amen.
And that was in 79.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord for it. Many's the time I have let the Lord down, but time and time again, his protecting hand has been upon me. And I thank him for our family. I thank him for the even his protecting hand over us all on this COVID.
Yeah.
And I thank for helping Norman in early in this year, that he brought Norman through.
Amen.
What he comes out.
That's
and
right.
I just thank the Lord for all of this. And I thank you for your preaching here.
Thanks,
and we are really blessed by your ministry. Amen. And we thank you for it.
Thank you very much, Hazel. Really appreciate that. Dick Saunders, I think he just passed away a few years ago, retired to the south of England in Eastbourne, and he had many crusades in this province called Way to Life Crusade. And the Reverend Timothy Nelson, minister of our Ballinahinch congregation, was saved in 1976 at the mission in Lurgan Boys and Girls Junior High School Fields. That's where I played football, and I attended those missions and meetings, and my father was saved through Dick Saunders in 1976. Morris Wilson was saved. There were countless multitudes saved through the evangelist Dick Saunders, and he has gone to his reward and to his Saviour in heaven, and his work still remains. Thank the Lord for that. Now, we'll leave it open for another little season. If there's someone and you'd like just to say a little word, you feel free to do that, because we don't want to, maybe you say, oh, you stopped it too soon. I wanted to say something and you didn't see me. You know, so if there's someone and you would like to just say a wee word, then. Thelma, there you are. That's very, very good.
Well, one of my favorite verses is found in Isaiah, I think it's 43, verse 1. Right. The night Dryden was saved, I was anything but a good girl, because I was absolutely mad that he was saved. And in no uncertain manner, I told the Lord that I didn't agree with this. But the Lord could have told me, I don't agree with you, and he could have sent me to hell. And I say many's the time how gracious and how long-suffering he is. But thankfully, he saved me on July the 7th, 1963.
Wow. A
couple of years after Drain.
A couple of years.
And he's been real good to me.
Amen.
Now, a few years ago, I broke my back, just about 2 years ago. And I was in a bad way health-wise. And the devil, that's when he comes to me. And he kept on saying to me, you're not saved, because God wouldn't have saved you the way you got on the night Drain was saved. And it went on not long. I thought I'll have a breakdown here, because I can't go
Torment
on.
You.
And I couldn't read. I couldn't read my Bible. I couldn't say my prayers. And I remember standing and looking out in the garden, and I said, please, Lord, if you have saved me, tell me by your word that I am saved. And I lifted my Bible. It was on the kitchen table, and I just lifted it. And I didn't leaf through it. I just opened it. And this is the wee verse it was. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by my name. Thou art mine. And I just said to the devil, so you can clear off.
Amen.
I did. Well, I know. But
that's
I
the new international version you're using there.
And I just thank the Lord for the good life that he's given me with Dryden and for this church and for the people in it. I love them. And we love you, Mr. Martin. And
thank you.
We're blessed through your preaching.
Thank you. Selma, honestly, thank you very much.
Amen.
So how long are you married then, if you're saved 60-odd years? How long are you?
I'm 58, I think. I'm 58.
58 years?
58 years.
Yeah. Going together quite a while. It's a lifetime. That's all I can say. A long lifetime. Mm-hmm. But we rejoice with you, and I really mean that. And we're thankful to have godly people like Thelma and Dryden in our church, and we rejoice in that. Very quickly then, someone else, and we can just finish off with a little season of prayer. It's a lovely way just to close out an old year, just giving thanks to the Lord. And I had the message prepared. I went up to pray and seek the Lord's face tonight. And as I was praying, I had no intention of doing this, I have to tell you that, no intention. And as I was seeking the Lord's face, I just felt the Lord so near. I really mean that. I just knew I was talking to the Lord. He was in the room. And I just felt the Lord just saying, set aside the word, it'll keep, and just have it open before the congregation. So I do believe it was of the Lord tonight. And there certainly is evidence here that folks were willing to take part. Is there someone else? And you just want to just say, well, I'm such and such, and I've been saved 40 years, and the Lord has been good to me. Amen. That's something that breaks the ice, and who knows what can come of that. Anybody else, just like they say, a little word? Young or old, doesn't matter, male or female, member or non-member, doesn't matter. Anybody else? If not, then we could maybe just. I wouldn't like to close it, and then someone said, "I wanted to do it. You should have pushed me a little bit more. You should have just given me a little nudge." And how often that is. Some people are just put into the deep water, and they quickly learn to swim. We wouldn't want to throw you in. Just like to encourage you, a little wee shove. So we'll just hold it open for another little moment or two, and you could get the victory over maybe nerves or anything. Your own voice, who knows? Anybody else? So you can't blame me now, all right? We've given you the opportunity. I'm loath to let it go, really loath to let it go, but we may have to. And if that's as far as we need to go with it, then the Lord has been glorified, and we're thankful to the Lord for that. Well, folks, we'll just close our time tonight. I just want to read a portion of Scripture, and then I'm going to ask one of our elders, our brother, Mr. Jackie Alistair, if he would close just in a word of prayer. And it was mentioned earlier on, the Psalm 27, and I'd like just to read that Psalm, and then our brother Jackie will just close our meeting in prayer, please. Thank you. Psalm 27, a Psalm of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, and this is the verse our brother James had read to us, for in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When thou said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not. neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me. Now that's not orphaned or abandoned. That really means they've departed in death. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. And the word in the Hebrew, take me up, is the literal words, the Lord will take care of me. Then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. We've seen that tonight in the land of the living. So wait upon the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. The Lord will bless the reading of his holy word to all of our hearts. Our brother Jackie will just close in prayer.
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks even for thy presence in the midst tonight.
Yes.
Lord, we thank thee for the words of testimony that we heard even tonight. We thank thee for each one of them. We thank thee for each one who's gathered in here. And Lord, we thank thee for bringing us together into this fellowship. And we thank thee, Lord, for your hand upon us as a people. The year that's just coming to a close, how, Lord, amongst all the difficulty that has been in us, Lord, we thank thee that thy work has gone forward.
It has continued. And Lord, that thou wilt be pleased even to continue to bless and to keep your hand upon us. We thank thee, Lord, for those that we heard from who have come into our fellowship recently. How we thank thee for adding those folks to us in this past year. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless them abundantly as a fellowship here with us. We thank thee, Lord, for your people that you've drawn together, for knitting our hearts together, for the fellowship that we have. And Lord, we just ask that thou will continue to hear our cry. And Lord, above all else, continue to add to the church such as should be saved. Do remember those, Lord, we've heard testimony tonight of answered prayer for those that have come through illness. And Lord, we pray that thou will continue to remember those that continue to need your hand upon them, those that are still undergoing treatment. Lord, answer prayer again and raise them up to health and to strength, we pray. Bless us all. Lord, encourage us in the Lord, we pray. Help us to be faithful, to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And Lord, even as we come to separate, keep your hand upon us. Bless us as we make our way home, and make us a blessing there, for we ask it in the Saviour's name. Amen.
You have taken part tonight. We do appreciate that. I would like to thank you sincerely. And I'll take this opportunity again to wish, and I trust you will have a very safe and a pleasant and a blessed Christmas time. And in the will of the Lord, we'll see you on the Lord's Day, 11:30. And then the change of time, 6 p.m., 5:30 for the season of prayer. Do pray for our brother David as he shares a word of testimony. And God willing, Jonathan Logan will be along to minister in song. May the Lord richly bless you and watch over you and your family during the holiday season. Thank you.